on or people have been sending them?
What a fellowship, what joy divine, singing all together as one. What a blessed end, what a basis, but singing on the everlasting one.
Each and every one tonight, and we do certainly give everyone a warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And any that's listening in, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, America, there's quite a few places listening in. The Lord bless each and every one. It's a surprising, isn't it, how fast everything's been closed down. I'm telling you, just think if the Antichrist system was full in, what would happen? Barry Smith said people would run to get the mark, like a cartoon film. They'd run to get it. Churches are closing. We don't know what will happen with Orange Halls. I'm not in charge of the Orange Halls. They could tell us you're not allowed to meet. We don't know yet. Nothing's been said. While we're able to meet, we're going to meet. And thank God, the Word of God says gather often as you see the day approaching. And one fella said, "Should we shake hands? We'll have one better." And that Roman says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss." Do you know what I mean?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And, tell you. What about that?
Amen. Take a lot of faith.
But I tell you, you know, all the mainstream churches are closed. I was at a man's house today and his friend rang him and he asked me, would I talk to him? The man's not safe, but I'm telling you, he was in terror. He was in terror. The fear was on him. And I talked to him and he says, "Tommy, you know about it. This is the rapture happening, isn't it?" Now, he didn't understand everything about the rapture. He just knows it's the end. But he'd heard the word. And his face is all swelling up, not because of any virus, because of fear. And it's all fear. Promotion of fear.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there certainly is a virus and all them things, and we do what we can, I believe all that. But fear, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear.
Amen. That's right.
We don't want to promote fear, we want to promote faith.
Right. That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
I just want to bring you something tonight that encourages, and we're going to continue on. And if some people's not able to come or don't feel they should come, that's down to every individual, but those that feel to come and want to come, and I'm going to continue on as long as I can. And if they don't put us out of the halls, we'll just continue right on. Amen. Praise God. And there's a lot of big churches I know, and they're down. They're not allowed. They're not meeting. It's not that they're not allowed. They're not meeting. They're closing down. I tell you, it's hard to take in, isn't it? It's really hard to take in. And you know, Brother Brian had sent me a message, and he numbered the people that died with swine flu, and there wasn't a word about it. And it was billions. And it never was named. And somebody dies here in Ireland every hour with cancer. Every hour. Somebody dies in this country with cancer. And nothing stops. I believe it's the devil. I believe it's the Antichrist system. There's a lot of things behind it all. But we just need to trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Let's turn to Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. And I think everybody knows that Brother Keith won't be able to come because of the laws and the different things. But he will come again. And, you know, somebody predicted this coming. I'm going to read you something that Brother William Branham says about it, but somebody else predicted it as well. And in their prediction, they said it'll go as fast as it came. And it'll never be heard of for 10 years then come back again. Whether that's right or not, I don't know. But the word of a prophet's a different thing. It's vindicated by God.
Amen.
Some predictions, they're all right. But when you hear from a word from a prophet, that's a different story.
Amen.
That's a word from God. Amen. Amen. Let's read verses 12 and verses 13. Praise God. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Amen.
And the blood shall be to you for a token or a sign upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
Now I want to say this. Just think of this. That was a chemistry. There was no life in it. And not only was it a chemistry, and not only was there no life in it, it was anonymous blood.
Right.
Now, the blood of Jesus has been shed, and his life has been released. And it's more than a chemistry. But look what the chemistry was able to do when God said it. I tell you, it's powerful.
Amen.
Amen. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And it shall come to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon. And then, verse 29. And it shall come to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat upon his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. Let us bow our heads again tonight, praise God. And I have a prayer request here for Brother Terry's nephew, Andy McClory. He's admitted himself into hospital for alcohol and drug abuse. Let's pray that God will take care of that demon.
Amen.
And set that young man free. Heavenly Father, we humbly do bow before you tonight in the name that thou hast set far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb, and we come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence, pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, we do ask for this young man and this little brother's mentioned here with these drugs and all these conditions. We rebuke those devils that would hold them. And we command them to loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We plead the blood of the Lamb of God over this young man tonight, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And we do plead the blood of the Lamb over Christ. Amen. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And we do plead the blood of the Lamb over all that's near and dear to us this evening. We plead the blood of the Lamb of God. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be like hyssop. Sanctify us, and we'll praise thy name. Lord, we need the power of God. We need your anointing to come on the scene, that every yoke will be broken. Because of the anointing, the yokes are broken. Father, this evening, I take by faith the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. Bless your word to every one of our hearts. To anyone listening in, bless them and touch them. And heal them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Pray again for nurses, that you'll be with them in a special way. Lord, that you protect them, that you watch over them. That you'll keep the blood of the Lamb over their lives, over their homes. Lord, that no harm will come upon them, even when they're mixing and with others. In Jesus' name we ask it, for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I believe that God has given us the antidote, which is the blood of the Lamb. Amen. The death angel was coming through Egypt. And that death angel, they were warned it was coming. They knew it was coming. And no one except those under the blood would escape. No one. If it's going to hit everybody, all the firstborn would die when the death angel would come through. But God had a man, and that man was Moses, and he heard from the Lord. And God gave him the instructions how to overcome that enemy that was coming through, and them instructions was the blood of a lamb. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. God wanted to see the blood. He required to see the blood. Not in a basin, but the blood had to be applied on the doorposts and on the lintels of the house. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The death angel will not be able to touch you or do you no harm when you're under the blood. That was God's word. God's word to Israelites under an old covenant, under an animal's blood that had no life to come back on them, under a chemistry that didn't take sin away, if we saw on Sunday, it only covered it. If that could do that, how much more, Hebrews tells us, speaketh better things, the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It speaks even better things. If that could do that, what can the blood of Jesus do?
Amen.
If that could do that. Amen. Listen to this, and some of you have saw this already, but I want to read it again. From a message called Accepting God's Provided Way at the End Time. And God's provided way at the end time is not some man's interpretation of some sayings. Amen. God's provided way at the end time to stream as it always was. Right. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when you listen to these sermons and hear them preached and read them, that's what you're going to hear.
Amen.
You're not going to hear nothing different from that. You're going to be pointed to the Lamb of God. Nothing else.
Amen.
No system, no organization, but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen to this. Paragraph 213. Some of them said, well, now if the plague falls, we'll just go in the hospital. If the plague falls and the plague happens to fall, you know what we'll do? We'll go get Dr. Jones. He knows how to take care of it. It don't work yet. They're smart. Well, if the plague falls, we'll just go down beneath the ground in the cave and shut the door down. That won't do one bit of good. We'll stay in the house and put on a mask over our face and put some disinfectant on it. Didn't do one bit of good. Isn't that what we're all, everybody's doing?
That's right.
Have you got disinfectant in that hall? If you haven't got disinfectant, you're in trouble. Well, that's contrary to the doctor's own words not so long back when they said, children today are too clean. How many's ever heard that? Years ago, when you played muck and dirt, you build a resistance in your body. And too clean in the way of natural things can be a bad thing because you've no resistance. I'm not saying we all come dirty, it's time to wash, but you know what I'm saying. Children need to get out and play, or they get dirty. It's part of life. Praise God. Listen to this. God made a provided way. Yes, it was what? The blood.
Amen.
The blood.
Amen.
God provided it as simple as it seemed to take the blood of the lamb and sprinkle the door. Yet God said that was his way, and he honored it, and all out from under the blood died the firstborn. God's way is simple, but God honored it. God is not asking you and me to do any big thing tonight. Only accept his blood.
Amen.
If they could accept God's provided way under an old covenant, and God could save them, and God could deliver them, and you're the same Bible as me, and it says we're under a better covenant.
Amen.
And it says if the first was perfect, there was no need for another. But it wasn't at a fault. But we have the perfect word and way through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How much more speaks the blood of Jesus tonight better things?
Amen.
I tell you, if we're under the blood, we're under God's protection.
Amen.
And if anything does happen to us, God can deliver us.
Amen.
God can deliver us. Amen. No matter what takes place, we're the Lord's anyhow.
Amen.
We belong to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when the man told my dad, when he went and saw the doctor, and he told him, and he says, like, you'll not recover, you're going to die. And my dad said, well, sure, we're all going to die. Except the Lord comes, everyone's going to go to the grave. But it's a different thing if you're ready to go. Amen? It's been ready to go. And the blood that can save you is the same blood that makes you ready to go. The blood of the Lamb. Now I want to read Hebrews 10, verse 20 to 25. By a new and living way which you've consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. I don't care. Fuzzy hair in England's not over me. And he can close and give out all the rules he wants, but he's not over me. Amen? And I tell you, when you just have to look at the old man, and you know that the marbles is not all right. It tells you just when you look at him. 10 years ago, some of the people that's in control and in politics today, 10 years ago somebody had told you and laughed at it. But it's happening. It's happening. And I tell you, it's God that's over me.
Amen.
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 Who ever thought, when people talk about the end time and the Antichrist coming and taking over, people think it's a joke. But look how fast things are closing down now.
That's right.
The government can just close it down overnight. Now you're all right, you'll get a loan, but who's paying it back?
Yes, that's right.
What about the interest on it? What's it mean? If you owe me something, what's that mean? I own you. No one can buy or sell. That's Revelations. See, we had the mark of the number of the beast. It's later than people think. And you remember what William Branham said. He said, when the rapture takes place, only those sealed with the Holy Ghost is going. And Jesus preached that. The midnight cry. Those that had the oil in the vessel. It's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The real, genuine Holy Ghost. We need it today. More than ever. For the coming of the Lord's near. Verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the perfection of our faith. We're not speaking like their language is not our language.
Right.
Fella said to me the other day, well, you're going to get it anyhow. I said, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I said, because you're saying it, I wouldn't receive that.
Yes.
I said, I didn't get the flu. Lots of people took the flu, but I never took the flu. And lots of people didn't take the flu. And some people might take coronavirus, but a lot of people's never going to take it. I can tell you that right now, they won't take it. And because somebody says you're going to take it, that means somebody says you're going to have cancer, you're going to say, all right, give me it. I'm not. The Bible says that in your tongues are power, life and death.
That's
Paul says, speak those things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
We're to speak blessings and health and strength
Amen.
Over each other.
Yes.
Speak the word of God over
Yes.
the situation.
Amen.
That God's the one we're trusting in. I'm not trusting in some prime minister over in England.
He
failed me anyhow. It was. Wouldn't last a crack.
Right.
I'm trusting in the Lord and the word of God. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And you know the word profession is the same as confession.
That's right.
What is our confession tonight?
Amen.
Our confession is we're saved, we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're looking to the Lord. We're believing God's going to keep us.
Amen.
And if something befalls us, we'll believe God delivers us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we believe God can deliver us. But if he doesn't, we're not bound anyhow.
That's right.
We're not bound. We're the Lord's on the road.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a promise. Amen.
And that's God's word, and God's word can't fail. For he is faithful to promise it.
Amen.
God's faithful. This is not down to us working it up.
Nope.
Some people think, you know, I need to work something up here and give God a hug. All they were asked to do was go under that blood.
Amen.
They were asked to do that. How simple is that? See, the things of God are so simple, many people miss it because they want to give God a hand. They think, well, Lord, that might, you know, is that it? Like, do you not need something more works to it? No. Just come under the blood. That's simple. And the death angel won't touch you. Amen. Under a chemistry. How much more is the blood of Jesus? The life of God's in that blood. How much more? Romans tells us that the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. It'll quicken your mortal body, and that word means make alive.
Amen.
It won't kill you, it'll make you alive.
Hallelujah.
You can't die when he's in you anyhow.
That's right. That's a promise.
Him that's born of God cannot die.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But the life of God that's in us. Verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together because Boris Johnson gives it out over the television. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some ease. But exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. As it approaches, gather more.
Amen.
Exhort each other more.
Amen.
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 Don't do that with it. You know, let's be honest, brothers and sisters, let's be honest about it. Some believers are not as strong as others, and they need church. They need to get, all of us need to come to the house of God, but some really need it. They need it. And some people, if they're isolated, it's not good. If you're isolated and seeking God, wonderful, but not for the devil. You know when the lion hunts out someone, you ever watch it? And he singles it out and he isolates it. Then he attacks it. That's why the word of God said, for two or three are gathered together in my name.
Amen.
I'm in the midst. One will put 1,000 to flight,
yes.
Two the tens of thousands.
Amen.
And a threefold cord is not easily broken.
Right.
God wants us to have unity.
Amen. Yes.
But I'll tell you, even if it come to it and you couldn't meet, the Lord's still with you.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
That's right.
Praise God. There's five things here. I don't want to go through them all, just from this verse in Hebrews. Five things. I wanted to say them. The first one's draw near. Draw near. In Hebrews here, we're told draw near. And these Israelites, that was the same for them, they draw near because they come under the blood. They weren't far off it, they come under it. They had a personal encounter with the blood. And every one of us needs to have a personal encounter with the blood of the Lamb of God.
That's right.
We need to draw near.
Right.
Draw near to denomination. No, draw near to Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Draw near to him.
Hallelujah.
If we abide in him and he abides in us, that's the word of God. I am the bride, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Amen? If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. He wants us to draw near. Here's another thing. What else it says? Hold fast your confession.
That's right.
Hold fast. Stick to what you've said. Hold to your guns. Say, Lord, I believe you. Don't change on them. Hold to them. Lord, by your stripes I'm healed. Hold to them.
Amen.
Lord, I'm feeling better. Hold to them. I'm healed. Hold to them. Confess it and believe it. Say it.
Amen.
Even a brother prayed it. Even no matter what the sense of this body, whatever they say, say what the word says anyhow.
Amen.
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 The sixth sense, fear.
Amen.
Go on fear.
Right.
Not on your feelings or anything like that. Go on what the word of God says.
Amen.
The word of God says he sent his word and he healed them.
That's right.
Come under the blood. What will happen? You'll be delivered.
Glory.
You're in a place of safety under the blood.
Right.
Yeah. Thank God for it.
Amen.
What's this third thing? Consider one another. Pray for your brother that maybe he's weaker, or your sister.
Right.
Every one of us needs to pray for each other.
Amen.
You don't know what someone else is going through.
That's right.
Pray for each other. Love each other.
Amen.
Don't say one bad thing about your brother or sister. Make it good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly.
Pick the good bits out. Say it. Like William Branham said, don't take a thing of roses or flowers at the funeral. Give it to them before they die.
Yes.
Amen. Do it while they're living. Praise God. Speak well one of another.
Right.
Amen. Look at this fourth thing, assemble together. They're telling us not to assemble, but God's word says assemble. It's an opposite. Amen. You could wear a mask, you could do all your hand cleanings and everything and die. And if you haven't got the Lord, you're lost.
Amen.
But the next fire could do none of that and live.
Right.
If he's got Jesus Christ, he's
Amen.
Got more than that liberty.
That's right.
Amen. Fifth. Exhort one another. Exhort one another on the love and good works. That's the word of God. Praise God. Having a high priest, verse 21 of that Hebrews tells us, having a high priest, chapter 10, verse 21, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. We have a high priest tonight. We can draw near to God. We have an open way. Jesus said it's finished. We have an open way. It is into the presence of God that believers are invited to come with boldness. With boldness, he invites us to come.
Yeah.
They were able to come under that lamb in the Old Testament and God saved them. And God is inviting you and me to come tonight with boldness.
Amen.
That means boldly, for we may find grace and help in the time of need.
Amen.
That's the word of God. And you know I often say it, I'm going to say it again, he could swear by no greater. So he swore by himself that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
What for? That we might have strong consolation.
Right.
To lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Our own salvation is of course the first thing we're to thank God for. You're to thank God for your own salvation, and then after you do that, you're to continue on in the things of God and seek for the Holy Spirit and seek to point others to Christ. Share your faith.
That's right.
Make it contagious.
Right.
Get on fire for God and burn some people.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. Don't freeze them. Burn them. Amen. We must continue in everything that God wants us to have. True doctrine.
Amen.
True faith. Praise God. Seeking everything right on, believing for the coming of the Lord. Looking for that blessed hope, the Bible calls it. A blessed hope. Coming of the Lord. Hebrews 10:20 says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Praise God. And I'm going to come to close because I want time that we can pray, and it's almost 20 past already.
Amen.
And I want us to pray and believe God tonight. Every one of us has a privilege in this room, no matter how old you are. how young or old, makes no difference. You have a right to come by the blood of the Lamb. You have a right, not only a right, you can come boldly. Boldly. I'm going to pray, and then I want our brother John to come. And I have a prayer cloth here, it's under Acts 19. And it says here, look, and it's even marked in my Bible. Here's what it says in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Now I've been asked to pray for a young woman. She's got cancer. It's serious. Her husband's asked me to pray for her. She's been listening to the messages. And she believes God can heal her.
Amen.
Here's what it says in Acts 19. Now before I read this, I'm not Paul, and none of us are, but Jesus is still the same.
Amen.
He's 13 and 8. He is still the same.
Hallelujah.
I can't go and get any of them great men of God I often mention, and I appreciate them all. I want you to know that. And I would never say, class myself anything like any amen, but I don't need to be. Jesus is more than anybody.
Amen. That's right.
He's the one I'm looking to.
Hallelujah.
He is my source.
That's right.
None of them men's my source. I have no scripture to pray to any of them men.
Amen.
But I have scriptures that I've read you that I can approach the high priest.
Amen.
Jesus Christ tonight.
That's right.
I can approach him boldly.
Amen.
And I can ask him. And the Bible says his ear is open to my cry.
Amen.
On no good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before him.
Amen. Promise.
And here's what he says in Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Amen.
That's the power of God.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads tonight and pray, and I'm going to ask John to come, and we're going to lay hands on this handkerchief. And we're going to pray for this young woman that God will really deliver her. Praise God.